Now, up till this point, although many sins have been committed to cover up that initial sin, I don't think a major sin has been committed. Now, obviously, all sin is wrong, but lying is not the same as murder, right? Lying is not the same as, you know, blaspheming God's name. Lying is not the same as other sins. But here's the thing. If you know this story, Jacob gets a horrible punishment. And when you reap what you sow, you're going to reap a proper punishment for sowing. So the question comes up, why does he get such a big punishment? And I think the answer is found here in verse number 20. How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. See, here's the thing. There's a level to lies that you tell. Let God be true, but every man a liar. We've all lied before. But when you invoke the name of God into your lie, now it is not just a small sin. Now you've got a big sin. I mean, how would you feel if somebody went out and did something wrong and sinful, and they're like, man, why are you doing that? It's like, well, brother so-and-so said it was okay. And it's like they invoke your name and you're not involved in it. Or it's like, hey, man, you shouldn't drink. Well, Jesus turned water into wine. You're invoking God's name into your sin. I wouldn't be happy if, let's say, you got caught smoking by another church member. Well, Brother Stuckey said it's okay. Look, I'm going to be pretty mad that you brought up my name because, no, I did not say that. Right? And Jacob, I don't think, has a big sin until he makes this statement to cover up this sin. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And now he invokes God's name into his sin. Now, look, obviously, we all struggle with sin. We all make mistakes. We all tell lies sometimes. Never use God as your justification for your sinful life.